This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And got 3 hours left in the show, so plenty of time for you to give us a call and we can enjoy answer your questions and enjoy the next few hours. Now, we do have a few calls on the line, so I want to get back into the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in South Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Earlier in the week, I sent you an email in regards to my blueberry plants. I had some foreign limbs attached to my main blueberry stem. And when I dug down about 6 inches, the thing was actually attached to the main stem of the blueberry plant. And my clippers couldn't break it, so I had to go get the loppers and lop the thing off. Any idea, does anyone graft anything to blueberry plants like that? Because it looks like it was placed there, you know, when the plant was planted.
Yeah, that's, you know, I didn't get to the email till this morning, and I kind of figured I'd be talking with you, so I didn't want to bring it up until you called today. You know, it's interesting. I haven't seen anything really ever grafted on blueberries, right? Blueberries are normally, normally just the blueberry plant itself. And you're normally, if you're looking to do anything, you're taking a blueberry and grafting it elsewhere. Not done like that by, like commercial growers, right? It's not something that is done, it's not like, it's not a big thing to create more blueberries that, by growers.
It was very odd in the stilling because there was no flowers on those limbs at all. And even the bark didn't even look like the blueberry bark.
Yeah, it's odd because usually like a graft too is above ground.
Okay.
You know, coming out of the plant below is odd, and I'm wondering if, you know, something was there and it kind of used the plant at the same time.
I got you covered.
You know, it's an oddity for this to happen. So I was kind of looking at it saying, all right, well, I wish I had a good answer, but I really don't.
That's okay. I mean, life doesn't give us all the answers on a golden platter. You have to sometimes accept what's put in front of you. And
definitely.
So I just lopped them off. And this, the diameter of the foreign matter, okay, was probably about a half inch where I lopped it off about 6 inches down.
Wow.
And there were several of them. So I don't know. I mean, I was looking at it saying, did someone graft something on this bush? I mean, but
well,
as you say, most grafting is done above ground and not below ground.
And the other thing here is, the blueberry bush you have are a couple years old, if I remember correctly, and you would have seen them before had they been grafted, you know?
Sure.
Because that would have popped up, and you would have seen it previously. So it's an oddity on that one. So I'm just wondering if, something... It's hard to even say that it was like an airborne seed type kind of thing just kind of popped on, but I don't believe that's the case. It's an oddity. I'd love to see, I know you said you were going to try to take some pictures of the branches and whatnot. I'd like to see, the pictures of it just to see kind of what it looks like, to see what could have happened.
Okay. I'll try to go in the wheelbarrow and pull them out. Because it rained a little bit last night, and so maybe that might have brought them back to life a little bit. But, yeah, I just needed someone else's because I lopped them off, and the blueberry bushes are still popping out flowers, so I don't think I killed anything or hurt anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely worth it, worth getting rid of that, because that's just pulling energy away. It's almost like a, sucker growth. In essence.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was, but then when I had to keep digging down to find where it was attached, because I kept yanking, and when I was yanking the whole plant, and then finally when I got down, and it just went like perpendicular into the vertical shaft, and I said, oh my God, it's almost like someone was trying to grow something else, and I don't think it was a marijuana plant, but... So, okay, I enjoy your comment and your feedback because, as you said, most grafting is done above ground. Here's something I saw the other day that really interested me, and it was on one of the news channels. Apparently here in Maine, there's an organization that's grafting several different types of apples to the same tree. So that it can extend the apple growing season for the tree. Have you heard anything to that effect?
It makes sense because it's a couple things here too. I bet you what if you're look at it, it's probably having a little bit to do with the pollination as well because apples need a cross pollinator.
Okay.
I'm sure they're probably trying to do that. Which what'll happen is. Almost guaranteeing pollination a little bit easier.
Sure. Okay.
I've seen apples out there. They've done it before in like a container where it's like an espalier apple, but it's got two different apples on it, where part is grafted with one and the other, so that you can, space wise, you can actually have more. But the pollination aspect of it is a huge thing.
Sure.
Because if you're not traveling long distances, or not you, but like the bees and whatnot are not traveling long distances, they can actually pollinate very easily if they're right next to each other.
Yeah.
That's definitely a benefit of it. And that's, I look at it as that as part of the way to extend the season, especially if you get like a early season apple and then a later season apple, you're continuing for the plant to just always be fruiting, versus just being an early fruit. I think it's very smart, especially for, a lot of, people want to have fruit trees in their home, around their home, but, land is at a premium. There's a lot of houses out there comparatively. So space-wise, I think it'll be beneficial for people. Instead of having to, bring in two to three different plants, maybe it's just one.
That's an idea. Yeah, so I'm going to try to locate that piece on the TV and get the information about it where I can get those trees. Okay,
definitely.
Well, very good. Well, thanks for taking the time out to look at my blueberry plant. Thank you very
Not
much.
A problem,
you stay
Bob.
Safe. And
you as
we'll
well.
Talk to you again soon.
Definitely.
Happy
All
gardening.
Right. Thank
right
you.
On. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Beautiful day out there. Going to be great. So, get out there and enjoy it this morning. Maybe head to the beach later in the day. But if you don't want to go to the beach today, go tomorrow. Definitely worth it. And, Worth getting out in the garden this morning and enjoying it while you can, while it's cool, while it's quiet, right? Instead of getting out there later on in the day with all the things going on, right? Anyways, we're going to be here for another couple hours, so plenty of time. You can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
Esfomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfomer.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call?
That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Joe is in Lowell.
Joe, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a question for you. We have a grapevine. It's probably 30 years old. I don't know. We bought the house a couple of years ago. It's conquered grapes, has the black grape rot on it. I basically cut every single vine off of it.
Yep.
And new ones are starting to grow. Is there something I can do to treat that, or is it hopeless for that vine?
Now, so it is a excuse me, a pretty intense disease for grapes. So as you can tell, I mean, that black rot just basically decimates like almost even up to like 80-90% of the fruit that comes
least.
On there.
Yeah.
You know, you started by getting rid of a lot of it, you said, right?
Yeah, I cut them. I basically cut all off. I didn't know if I killed the whole thing, but new ones are growing out, so.
And when did you cut it back?
Oh, about a month ago.
Okay. Now, have you looked at any fungicides at all to use on it?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So basically, you could use a fruit tree spray, from Bonide. You could also look at like Captan. Captan is one that's been on the market for a number of years, to spray on it. You know, the biggest thing is, and you can use that as a, like, preventative, right? That's kind of what we're looking to do right now.
Okay. Do you spray the whole vine?
So you would spray the whole plant.
Okay.
It's, what I'm doing right now is I'm pulling up the label of the Captan. Okay. So that we can kind of go over it a little bit more. The thing is one of the other things to do with prevention of this is when you pruned everything back last year, did you just dispose of it, get rid of it that way, or did you like put it in a compost or something like that?
No, I got rid of all of it. I don't want any of my compost.
Perfect. All right. That's a great thing to do. Let's see here. So the bottle is saying, apply a sufficient spray volume to provide throughout, even coverage when the shoots are, a few inches long, and 3 to 5 inches long, and then 9 to 12 inches long. You repeat just before bloom. I'm assuming at this point you haven't had any blossoms yet, right?
No, they're about probably 10 inches long right now.
All right, so this is the perfect time to be spraying with Captan, okay?
Okay.
You're going to spray it multiple times. You're going to spray it before it blooms and then after it blooms. You don't want to spray it while it's blooming, right? This is about a 10 to 14 day interval. You're using this as a preventative, right? We also know that currently that plant has had the issue and it is more susceptible to have the issue going forward. This is a product that can actually be sprayed all the way up until harvest. Is something that you can, like I said, in 10 to 14 day intervals to help prevent it. So this is definitely something that's going to help you with. It's listed specifically on here on the back for black rot, suppression of black rot.
Perfect.
So Captan's the way to go on this. What I would also do is, because of the fact that it's had some issues, right? It's had something in the past. I'd look to fertilize it. Maybe it's an all-purpose, like a 10-10-10, just to give it something back to get it going.
Okay.
Even look at using like a protolizer from Natural Alternative, just to help it really get back to normal.
All right.
I do have to hit a break, so I apologize.
That's awesome.
We will be back.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack with Spinosad. Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden and the First Lady are set to visit Uvalde, Texas today. The visit comes 5 days after an elementary school shooting where 19 kids were killed and 2 teachers. On Saturday, the president spent some time firing up students at the University of Delaware delivering the commencement address.
And so to the university class of 2022, there's no limit in what you can do, I promise you. So get going, for God's sake. Godspeed on your journey, keep the faith, and take it back, please. This is yours. Take it back. We need you.
A very busy sports day on tap with the running of the Indianapolis 500 set for later today, along with Game 7 of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. This is USA Radio News. A city in Michigan held an emergency baby formula distribution event on Friday to help parents who are struggling to find formula in the grocery store. The city of Dearborn's Department of Public Health collaborated with local nonprofits for the event. Mayor Abdullah Hamoud describing the event.
They are providing formula to as many families as possible. We've been able to locate working a network that we have created of nonprofits and local stakeholders, try to identify formula to the greatest of our capacity, and try to not solve the formula shortage, but try to hopefully help in the short term.
The shortage began after an Abbott plant in Sturgis, Michigan closed in February. The FDA recently reached an agreement with Abbott to reopen the plant next week. Top Gun Maverick is the hottest movie out this Memorial Day weekend. The hit sequel is expected to earn over $140 million over the weekend, breaking the previous box office record set by Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Fenwick Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a few calls on the line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bill is in Minnesota.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I got a cherry bush or dwarf cherry tree that blooms, produces a fruit, but it the fruit drops off.
Okay.
I would say even looked at last year, the little stem coming out, dropped off too with the fruit. It gets about the size of a small pea and then they just drop off.
Okay. Do you happen to know the variety of the cherry or?
No, I do not. No. It's about 8 years old.
Okay. And,
it's supposed to be self-pollinating, but I'm not sure that it is.
I mean, yeah.
That's the problem.
Because, you know, one of the things is, usually, when you think of fruit drop like that, it's usually a pollination issue. That's okay. Like the first thing that kind of pops in my head. Is it's not being pollinated correctly. Because what will happen is, if it's not pollinated, it can still form the fruit, but it doesn't stay strong. It doesn't have that type of issue. You know what I mean? It so that's like one of the first things I look at. Then I kind of look from there, I kind of run down a list, and, you know, how's the watering going?
The watering's good. We take care of the watering.
Okay.
Last year we were extremely dry. This year we're wet.
Okay. So the previous year's, water can affect the next year's water too. So, you know, if we can continue to keep it, the moisture there, not keeping it wet at all times, but watering this year will help it.
Yeah, we water probably once a week.
Perfect. Now, have you fertilized it at all this year?
No.
Okay. So I would look for you to be fertilizing it definitely at this time of year because it needs something, right?
Yeah.
It's not...
It needs something. I don't know.
Yeah. It needs something to kind of boost it, get
right.
it going.
Right.
So I'd look
okay.
at maybe like a tree tone from Espoma. So tree okay. tone can help with fruit trees without a problem. I would stay away from like the, you know, the fruit tree spikes, you know, the big spikes.
Yeah, right.
I don't like to use those for a number of reasons, but it's about 50% binder, so to hold it together versus
right, yep.
the fruit, the actual fertilizer. So I don't like the use of it. But what I'd also look at doing is if you know the variety of the cherry tree, even though it's self-pollinating, maybe it's getting another cherry tree that's also self-pollinating and adding it to the mix there. Because what happens is when there's multiple there, it helps the pollinators attract because there's multiple plants to use versus just one, right?
Right.
And they kind of feed off each other. And I'm not saying like physically feed, but the beneficial insects will get to both of them, especially if they're near each other.
Right.
So that's another right. thing to be thinking about doing. But I think it has a combination of just the crazy like weather, up and down, rain, non-rain, all that. Some fertilization that needs to be done. You know, finally, you kind of look at it. Is there anything else on the tree going on? Are there dead branches? Are there, is there oozing?
No, there's not none of the other issues that I can see.
Yep.
I mean, I've looked at everything. I mean, it's healthy. It's, you know, grows good, leaves out fine.
Yep. So those are all things that I look at and say, all right, well, you know, I think if we do some fertilization for it and maybe get a second cherry tree, just to help almost, with the self-pollinating, just to add to it.
Okay.
A pretty common cherry is like the Montmorency cherry. That's self-pollinating. That might be all right to be there, but take a look, and see it adding it. They actually, a lot of the self-pollinating plants actually say multiple of the same can just help with the fruit because just the attraction of more pollinators is
right.
definitely something. And
okay.
with the flowers really probably, you know, starting out there or they've already been there, adding
yeah,
the second one's just...
It's flowering, yeah. It's been flowering probably a week, maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah, so the other thing I would look at doing, too, is you could actually, Bonite has a product called, I know it says tomato, but it's like tomato set and spray. It's a pollinating,
yeah,
it's helping
yeah,
pollinate it.
We've used
it.
That in the past, yeah.
You know, I'd use
yeah,
that maybe.
On the cherry tree.
I would help, I would try to think about using that for the cherry tree to help pollinate it. Because it
okay.
seems like a pollination issue. It really does.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay?
All right. Yeah, sounds good.
All How's right, Bill, well, good luck. It's cool today. It's gonna,
okay.
So this is good. We had some heat last week where it was almost unbearable.
Well, we haven't had the heat yet. We haven't had hardly any heat.
It's been
a cool spring and wet. So
that's,
well, you have a good day.
You as well, Bill. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
We planted a couple onions in our garden, and I took notice they got a little stem with the top on. Should I be taking those off or leaving them on?
So when you first got them?
No. When I first got them, they were young. We put them in. But now, as it went on, we got a stem coming up with a top on. Should that be on there, or should I take that off?
No, that should definitely be on there.
Oh, really?
For it. I mean, it's going to grow up. It's almost going to create like if you were using like a scallion, you know, the tops of that. That's kind of like the look that it needs to grow the way you want it to. So it's definitely, definitely the way going on.
I cut one off. I thought, what's this? I thought maybe, you know, it wouldn't let it go into the bulb, you know, the energy.
Yeah, so you want leaves to grow to it so it can help absorb some of the nutrients and pull it to the plant. So I definitely would leave them there.
But it's like a top. It's like, you know, a stem with a little knob on it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought it was just leaves themselves.
Oh, no, it's like a stem coming up with a little knob.
Oh, so it's, okay. It's like a seed pod.
Yeah.
It grows on the tip of it. Okay. So I'm sorry. I completely misunderstood. When it gets the seed top like that, you want to get rid of it. Because they won't grow. They won't really grow anymore and get bigger the way you want them to. So cut those back. I'm sorry. I completely misunderstood there.
That's okay.
The only time you really want to keep like that seed pod is if you're looking to, you know, collect the seeds, but at this point you're not. You're looking to grow the onion.
Yeah.
So you want them to cut them back and removing them, so that, you know, it pushes your harvest off a bit. The thing that it usually signifies is, you know, something happened during this growing season so far. Maybe it missed a watering, or it had too much water, or something.
We had too much water here too.
So that could be part of it, right? So because it's what's happening is it when a plant goes to seed. Uh-huh. When it goes to that area, it's trying to reproduce because there's an issue sometimes. Or it's just its natural process because it wants to reproduce. It wants to go to the next level, have, you know, more plants going. That's the idea of pretty much any flower. Uh-huh. But when it goes to seed, it's done for the season. So that's why you got to get rid of it. And that's kind of that pod there.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But I said, well, I better call you and see if I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah, no, you did the right thing. Cut all those seed pods back. They're not going to be beneficial for the growing season for you.
And I'd like to know, when can you plant new strawberries?
You can plant new strawberries at this point in time without a problem.
Oh, really?
Because there's so many different styles of strawberries now. You can definitely do it. Spring's a good time to do it. You might not get the growth that you want for this season. It'll probably most likely be the year after.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you got to start at some point, and usually in the cooler temperatures, even though, you know, we've had some heat in the past couple weeks, at least in the northeast area, it's still good time to plant. Spring is a great time to plant any of these guys. So I would definitely look into it. The other thing is it has the whole growing season, the whole year to really establish its root base.
Mm-hmm.
So I like having that so that it has a bigger root system going into the winter. So I'd look at doing it now. And you can find strawberries at any garden center right now.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Mary, you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Happy Bye-bye. Memorial Day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261, and we do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Patricia is in Massachusetts.
Patricia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I have a question about potting soil.
Sure.
So I just bought some, and it's called Fox Farm.
Yep.
Ocean Forest.
Yep.
And it looks like, from what I'm reading, it looks like it's possible that it may be a little different than the other ones. It was a little bit more to buy, but I thought it looked like it might be worth the extra. And
yep.
Are potting soils a lot different from each other?
Well, yeah, they can be. Some potting soils are soilless mixes where there's no actual soil in it. Some don't have a lot of nutrients in it. This Fox Farm Ocean Forest soil that you have is a great, great mix. Been on the market for a while now, but I'll tell you, it is one of the better mixes out there.
He did say it was more expensive, but I said, you know, if you don't have really good soil, then maybe your seeds may not do so well.
Yeah, and this, you know, this is one of the ones that I think is a lot better than most. Has a great mixture in it with some earthworm castings, back guano, crab meal. I think there's some peat moss in it. It's a really good, really good mix. So I think it's great. Okay.
I figured if you pay a couple extra dollars, it may be worth not worth your time if you invest in something
Definitely.
That's not.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
spend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I do have a call on the line that I want to get into. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Rob is in Massachusetts.
Rob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, happy Memorial Day weekend, Patrick. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly.
Oh, okay, great. Excellent.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I planted a arborvitae a couple days ago. It's about 3 to 4 feet tall.
Okay.
And mixed it in with a little peat moss and compost and watered it thoroughly. I watered the hole beforehand thoroughly. And I'm just wondering how much do I water it and what kind of fertilizer should I be giving it?
So to start off with that arborvitae, I would look at using a Biotone starter, right? The Biotone has microbes in it that actually are beneficial for the root system to make a stronger root system and a bigger root system. So I'd be using that at this point. You don't need to use like a Hollytone or a Plantone at this point yet. We want the plant to start adapting to its area. So pushing a, you know, like a Hollytone, I wouldn't use until spring of next year. So almost a full year of growing. I'd look at just using the Biotone at this point for fertilizing.
Okay.
And you can mix that around, you know, where the hole that you kind of have already filled back in, but the outskirts of it, mix it into that soil, then water it in. Now, for watering, the way I would look at it is, you know, 4 foot tree, probably about 15 to 20 minutes every couple days at the start of this of watering is going to work. And it, the 15 to 20 minutes, I don't mean like a heavy watering. I'm looking really at a trickle off the hose. Because you want the water to seep in and go deep into the soil so that the roots are trying to go somewhere and they don't just stay in one area. So what I'd look to do is just, you know, leave the hose on there, let it just seep into it, 15 to 20 minutes. Now, how many did you plant?
Just the one.
Okay. So, you know, just leave it there 15 to 20 minutes. I'd say every 2 to 3 days.
Okay.
You know, as it's really getting established, it's going to need more so that it can pull its root system out. The biotone is going to help it with the transplant shock. Even though it was in a container or a root ball, it is being transplanted technically. So it's being, that is going to help with any shock that it would absorb. So that's a good thing there. But the watering, you know, especially like tomorrow when it's going to be real warm, even if you water today, you might want to water tomorrow. And then if you look at the long-term forecast, it's more in the 70s, more in the normal temperatures around this time. And so, you know, watering every 2 to 3 days would be best.
Okay.
All right. And like I said, deep waterings are the best. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Got it.
It just, it helps bring the moisture deeper into the soil. When we just water, you know, regularly, like with a hose, and we're just sitting there for like a minute or so, what's happening is those top roots are absorbing everything, and it's not getting far down into the soil, especially in like drought type conditions, which we're in. So what I would, the reason why that trickle is it just slowly seeps versus going in real quick and just getting kind of stuck.
Yeah. Is that the idea of what they call drip irrigation?
In essence, yeah. Because the drip irrigation is just slowly releasing water versus a one big watering and then being done for the day. The other thing is look to water in the mornings if possible.
Yep.
It allows the plant to absorb the water without the sun and heat basically pulling some of the water off the ground and having it dissipate that way. We want the plant to absorb it as much as possible.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Thank you. Do you have time for another question?
I am about 30 seconds from a break. And unfortunately, on the other side of the break, I do have an interview, so it would be about a half hour. If you want, you can give a call back, and we can answer it right on the other side of that.
Sounds good. Thanks very much.
All right, Rob. Have a great one. All right. We are going to take a break here. When we get back, Karen from Natural Alternative will join us. So we look forward to that. So we're going to take that break now, and we'll be back in a few.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.